Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I'm your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, connect with us on LinkedIn, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. My guest today is Bob Sorrentino from the Italian Roots and Genealogy. Bob, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
It's great, Frank. I'm glad to be here. Funny to be on the other side of the mic.
Yes, because you're usually doing the interviews, and I know you're very busy and very involved in many things Italian, which I love and respect. So tell me a little bit about your background. Who is Bob Sorrentino?
I'm a boy from Queens, New York. From four Italian grandparents. Mom's family were farmers from Torrito Bari, and dad's family was from Naples. And, one of his father's family were kind of gentry, and his mom's family were nobility. So, I have a little bit of that blood in me.
So growing up in Queens, was the area you grew up in, was that a lot of Italian Americans or no?
Yeah, where I grew up, I was born in Whitestone and moved to a small area, all part of New York City, College Point. But not too far away was where my mom and dad's family lived for many, many years, Corona, Queens. And that was back then probably 99% Italian.
Okay, no, that's a nice upbringing, right?
Absolutely. When you walk down the block, you heard the Italian accent everywhere. You had the old ladies in the black, the men playing bocce, the whole deal.
Very nice. Very nice. So tell me, okay, so you have Italian roots and genealogy, which is finding your roots and how to navigate through Italian records. So now, is this a tool to help people?
Yeah, so I'll tell you, Frank, the way it started was, I was doing my research for probably about 10 years. I was consumed.
You say research, excuse me, you mean like your own personal research?
Yes, researching my family. And, that was great. And I was finding a lot of things, very interesting. But I felt I needed to share it. So I started the blog. And I started it just putting out my stories, what I found in my family, how I started my research, things like that. And then that was great, but it was one-sided. So then I got this bright idea to start a podcast and talk to people about their stories and do comparisons, what did they find out about their roots, what interesting stories did they have to tell? And also talk to some genealogists, talk to some people doing tours and things like that. And to me, that was much more fulfilling because I knew my story, but I didn't know anybody else's.
Okay, so you wanted to learn and you wanted to help people. You wanted to help people with similar traits and similar likes, correct?
Yeah, actually, both to help them, but also I learned from them too, what research they did, what they found, what's going on in their family history, and I've just stumbled across some really, really great people. For example, I had no idea that the chief carver from Mount Rushmore was Italian. I never knew that.
Luigi Del Bianco. Yes.
So all of those things started coming out, and it's just been so much more rewarding to be able to do that.
And speaking of, the story, the grandson Lou was as persistent probably as you are, and he kept fighting and searching and searching and searching, and what a great honor that they eventually gave his grandfather with a plaque on the news that he was the chief carver of the Mount Rushmore project.
Absolutely. And it's a great book. It's a great story. And I interviewed him. But just some of the things that I've heard from people are just so incredible. And I just did an interview the other day with the person Alessandro Bovino from Bella Italia Genealogy, who helped me find my dad's grandfather. He had a client. This is an amazing story. He had a client, and they went to the hometown in Italy. And he said, we were walking down the street, and this old lady comes up to us and says, what are you doing here? Who are you? So he said, I started to explain that, this is my client. We're looking for his roots. And he said she reached into her dress pocket and pulled out this key and said, come with me. So they followed her to this small little chapel in this small little town. And inside the chapel was a statue of St. Lucia, patron saint of eyesight, right? And the tradition there was people would send things from all over the world, and they would put these things, medals, medallions, photos, whatever, at the bottom of this statue. Well, his client picks up the first thing that he sees, and the tradition was you pick it up, you put it, hold it to your eyes. He picks up this medal, holds it to his eyes, and he said, you're not going to believe this. So Alessandro said, what? And he said, my great-grandparents' names are on this medal. They had sent it from the United States maybe 100 years before.
Wow.
Does that freak you out or what?
Yes. Yes.
So
Completely.
these are the things that I learned. You could interview famous people, but these are genuine stories from just people like you and I doing their research.
Oh, absolutely. And in the scope of it all, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. I mean, there's just our communities are made up of just regular people, but with great, interesting stories. So tell me about okay, so the website, what do I find on this website if I go on
Well,
your website?
yeah, so you'll find a couple of things. First of all, you'll see my story, and my research and the records I found on my mom's family and my dad's family, and how I did my research. I have Antenati records out there, things like that. But I think more importantly, are the stories of the people that I just told. If you're interested in genealogy, you're not sure what you're gonna find, or you think, there's nothing in my family. That's not true. No matter where you come from in Italy, everybody says the same thing. Well, a couple of things. First is, if you haven't gone, you have to go. If you could get to that town, you're blown away from it, and same thing. Everybody says the same thing. I went there, I was walking down the street, I said my name was, Di Piero Sorrentino, and they go running for somebody that may have the last name or may know of somebody, right? So that's kind of the first thing. The second thing is, it's important for us to know our history. We know American history, we know George Washington, we know all that stuff, but we don't know what happened there. And I was talking to Anthony Riccio about it. We've lost our oral history. The only way to get that back is to do your genealogy, go back in time, find out where you're from. I mean, I'll tell you another quick story about somebody. He was in on vacation in Positano, beautiful place, so you know it, right? It's a rainy day. 20 years before his great uncle, when his father passed away, his great uncle told him about, I don't know much about the family. I know they're from Gragnano. He says, it's raining out. I picked up the magazine in the hotel, and I saw I wasn't far from Gragnano. He said to his wife, we have to go there. As he's in the car going there, the driver says, why do you want to go to Gragnano? He said, well, my family's from there. And he said, you don't want to go to Grignano. I'm going to take you to Lettore. Not too far away, a little further up the mountain. They have more records. And he said, normally I would have said no. He said, but something told me to go with the flow with this guy. He found his ancestors back 1,000 years.
Really?
So, yeah, he found a book written by one of his ancestors 500 years ago. He found out that one of his ancestors, or several ancestors, were attorneys back 500 years. He's an attorney. He said, I thought I was the first attorney.
That's amazing, yes.
So he said, you know, maybe there's something in the blood or something. So that's what they'll see on the website. They're going to see my story, but more importantly, they're going to see that by doing this research, you're going to find out who you are and where you come from.
Do you assist in this research, or do you just give them maybe some suggestions of where to go?
Well, for the longest time I was doing that, but this is a great question, and you have no idea I was doing this. I'm actually working with my fifth grade girlfriend from grammar school who moved to
Okay.
Salerno. She moved to Salerno 2 years ago,
Salerno in Italy.
Salerno, Italy.
Wow.
And her Italian teacher, we're going to put together a little business and probably start in the Salerno Naples area to start doing research for people. So that's coming in about a month and a half, where if you're looking for relatives in Salerno, they're gonna go to churches. Barbara's fluent in Latin, so most of the church records are in Latin. So we're gonna start offering that service out to people to do not only research but also translations. A lot of genealogists, Italian genealogists, they do the research but they don't translate the records. So we're going to do both. We're going to do the research and we're going to translate the records for you.
Are there a lot of people out there that do this kind of thing?
There are a lot, both here and in Italy. And you know, almost everyone that I've come across are very, very good. I would recommend any of them. But like I said, the two things that they don't do so much, unless you're there. They don't really go into the churches so much. And like I said, they don't translate the records, which is, I think, really, really important for people like me who don't speak Italian. So.
I would think that would be extremely important, the translation of the records, and I would think the churches would be a great place to start to find out a lot of information.
Yeah. And you know, and the other thing, you know, people doing genealogy, you know, there's birth records, there's marriage records, death records, those are all pretty easy to find. But there are other things like deeds and wills and things like that, you know, that we want to hopefully try and find for people. And then also, you know, if you have a letter from grandma from 100 years ago, we'll translate that for you too.
That's very nice, very nice. One thing that you said earlier, and I wanted to comment, as far as yeah, I'm a big fan of taking a trip to Italy. I think that is that's pretty much everything. And I always advise if it's people that have never been, are never going to go back, and you know, are Italian American, and don't have a lot of time. I always say, basically, if you fly into Rome, see Rome for a little, and then go to wherever the family's from. If you could do that, it'll be worth it. It's
No, yeah, absolutely. Everybody goes to Rome. You have to see Rome. I mean,
Rome is incredible. I mean, Rome is
it's
an incredible, incredible city. And if you're only going to see the one place outside of the family's hometown, I advise Rome. Plus, odds are you probably are flying in anyway, so it kind of killed two birds with one stone. But where the family comes from is so important.
right. And you know, I haven't started all my research when we had first gone there, you know, 25 years ago. I mean, we've postponed the trip twice now because of this COVID nonsense. But we did go to Sorrento, and you know, we're walking around the streets, and my wife said to me, "You love it here, don't you?" And I said, "I feel like I'm among my people." You know, because everything that I saw you know, we walk in through town and we stumbled across this house that had like a front yard, and the little old Italian grandma sitting there with baskets and baskets of tomatoes, just sitting there peeling them. I mean, you're not going to see that in Rome, you know? And then, you know, walking around, there was the Sorrentino butcher shop. So I'm taking a picture, and the owner saw me and he came out. He's probably figuring, what's this guy? Why is he taking a picture of a butcher shop? Right? So he didn't speak English. I speak very little Italian. So I said, Sorrentino, America, right? And he just wasn't understanding. So I took out my license. I showed him my license. Ashbet, Ashbet. He runs into the place next door, comes out with a guy with English, and where you're from and where's the family from. You know, so yes, you know, if you make a trip to Italy, it's great to see the tourist places, but you gotta go to the hometown.
Now, I'm assuming you've been to Italy many times, or?
No, I've only been once.
Oh, only the one time?
Only the one time.
And how many years ago was that?
Oh, it was like 25 years ago.
Wow, and, I gotta be honest, Bob, I'm shocked. I thought you were gonna say after that first time, you went back like every few years.
Well, no, the thing
is, I thought that's where this was headed.
For an old guy,
you're not
I have young kids. I have young kids, right? And you know, they were going to a school, and I was, you know, I had a big job at Chase. It was just tough to get there.
No, I get it. Life gets in the way.
Yeah. And then, you know, 2 years ago, we planned this big giant trip with Letizia to go there. And again, you know, Italy rooting. They've been very patient with me, and they're doing a fantastic job. And she was setting up, you know, this grand tour because she specializes in bringing you back to your roots. It's not just a typical tour in the old town. She actually, she won't tell me everything, but she actually plans something specific for you. And they set up going to some of the houses from the family. That's
now,
one of them behind me.
Letizia,
Letizia Sinisi from Italy Rooting.
Italy Rooting.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And she's in fact, tomorrow I'm interviewing Michael Cavalieri, who was an actor and director and just made a movie about his return to Sicily. So she worked with him. But what's great about what she does, she makes it very, very personal. And like I said, she won't even tell me everything that they're going to do. But I do know they're going to take us to some of the old homes, and I was going to meet 20 cousins that I never knew existed, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And the palazzo behind me is my third great grandfather's in Montebello, Calabria.
Oh, beautiful.
So they were going to take us there and, you know, take us to
the
some
first
of
trip
places.
You went, how long did you go for?
I think we were there 10 days. So we did like 3 days in Rome, and then we spent a week in Sorrento. You know,
did you go to the town in Bari?
No, there? because I well, that's an interesting story. We were supposed to go. I was supposed to meet my cousin there. He was going to go, and it was the year that there was a plane that blew up over the Atlantic Ocean. It was like 1996. That very week, and he chickened out. He wouldn't get on the plane.
Oh, because of that, he wouldn't go anymore. Okay.
He chickened out. So we were going to take a ride from Sorrento. We were going to meet him there, and then that never happened. Now, my oldest uncle's sons and daughters, my cousins, they didn't leave Bari until 1950. When my grandparents came to America, they left my oldest uncle in the care of his grandparents. Now, we're talking 1915. When they finally wanted him to come, he didn't want to leave because he felt that was his only family. So he stayed with his grandparents. Then he turned 18. He had to go into the army. He met my aunt. They got married. They had kids. World War II broke out. So when he finally came, he had never met his brothers and sisters. And he hadn't seen his parents in 35 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, yeah. So their house is Their house is actually still there.
Okay, and that's in Bali.
That's in Bali. That's in Tarifa.
Okay, so your next trip, I'm assuming.
Yeah, so we're going.
Post-COVID, you'll be going to that town.
Yeah, Leticia's gonna. We're gonna go to where all the the main ancestors I found came from. So we're gonna go to Capocota, Tarito, Montebello, and then my wife is her mother's from Shaka in Sicily, so we're gonna go there. And
well, that should be
we're
going to
hit
nice.
All the spots.
Yeah. And you're going to be going for more than 10 days, correct?
We're going to be gone for more than 10 days. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So now,
and of course Naples, because that's where the mainstay was from Naples.
So your father's side's from Naples, correct?
My father's side's from Naples. Yeah.
Okay. So Sorrentino, that's from Naples.
Yeah, they originally came from Nocera Superiore, and then they went to then they wound up in Naples, and When we went from Rome, we took the train to Naples, and I didn't know this at the time, but both my grandparents grew up a half a mile from the train station in Naples. So we could have, I could have walked there.
Right, right.
And I had no idea.
So now, are you retired?
Yeah, I'm retired. Yeah.
Okay, so now, is this a big part of your life now?
If you ask my wife, she'll tell you it is my life.
It's an obsession, does she say?
<It's>... Are you looking for dead relatives again? That's what she does.
But no, so what I'm getting at is like, you seem to me that you genuinely just love all this.
I do.
You love it.
I mean, I always loved history. You know, as a kid in school, that was always my best class. I always enjoyed history. I enjoyed going through the old... photo books, the black pages with the little corners and the pictures slid in there and all that. So yeah, to me, it's almost like a living history because it's my family,
Sure. So what's on the horizon? What's next beyond your venture with the genealogy in Italy and the translations? What, is there other things that you want to do?
Well, I want to get there. Again, I don't care what I'm going. I don't care. And what I'd like to do, I mean, I'm working on a book.
You are.
It's being edited now. And again,
what's the book about?
Well, it's similar to, what I do in the blog. It's going to be my story, but a little bit more in depth about, growing up Italian, my aunts and uncles, what they were like, a lot of photographs. I'm blessed with having photographs back as far as the 1920s for my family and a lot on my father's side. It's also going to have the stories about some of the more interesting nobility that my grandmother comes from. So, we know about the kings and queens of, Spain and England and all of that. But we don't know a lot about the Italian nobility. And very, very interesting story, some of these people. Who was poisoned, who was stabbed. I read these things and I'm like, just for example, one family of, great-great-grandparents going way, way back. There were five generations where, the son and the son and the son and the son, they were the chief executioners for this particular town. So it's like, all right, well, was this like the family business or something?
Apparently so, yes.
So like for 100 years, that's what these guys did. So there are going to be, some stories about some of these people. And one of the more interesting people is Isabella d'Este. I don't know if you ever heard of Isabella d'Este.
No, familiar.
Exactly, neither did I. She's, like 13th or 14th great-grandmother. But she was like the Jackie Kennedy of the Renaissance. This woman was amazing. And she was married to Francesco Gonzaga, the Duke of Mantua, who had an affair with Lucrezia Borgia, his sister-in-law.
Wow. Okay.
So... Exactly, right? So these are some of the stories that will be in there about some of these people that you would never know about.
Do you have a title, or are you rather not?
It's going to be Farmers and Nobles and a Genealogy History of Two Italian Families.
I like that.
And then the third part of it is going to be a little bit of how to. So how I found and how I got back as far as I got back.
Okay, that's great. I wish you the best of luck with that. We look forward to it coming out. So how does someone get in touch with you, follow you, give us all the info with your podcast, blog, everything?
Yeah, so the best place to go is to the website, because everything's out there. It's www.italiangenealogy.blog. And from that, you'll be able to find all the links to the YouTube and all of that. But there is a YouTube channel, Italian Roots and Genealogy. And then also the podcast is on, all the regular directories, So, and again, that's Italian Roots and Genealogy.
So you're quite busy with all this.
It does keep me busy.
But it's a labor of love.
Absolutely. And again, for anybody who's been considering it, do it. You get hooked. You're going to find out things, no matter, where your family is from, you're going to find an interesting story out there. And again, I found out a lot about myself. And I think the last thing I would say to people is your ancestors want to be found. I truly believe that.
That's a very good point. I've never heard that. I like that.
Yeah. There's been too many things that I've come across myself or other people have told me. They can't be coincidental.
And when you think about it, I always say that we live for such a short time. Even someone who lives 100 years, it's a short time in the whole thought of the world.
Right.
100 years is a short time, but people that live 40, 50, 60, it's nothing. And what you just said is very profound, that we want to be found.
Yeah.
We want to be looked up. We want to be searched for. And then on the other angle, us ourselves, we want to know what we come from. Who we are is what they were. And it's all very interesting. So,
yeah. And when you find that photo of a great grandparent, or maybe even a great great grandparent, or you find their signature on a document, to me, it's amazing. I mean, maybe I'm a nut job. I don't know.
No, Bob, I'm with you. I'm with you in cuckoo land. A real quick story, and then we'll wrap up. My dad had been dead for, I don't know, I don't even remember, 5 years, say. And I don't know what came to me one day, that there was this picture, this little bitty picture of him and his friend standing outside in Chicago. They were roughly 15 or so. And I was like going crazy, asking my mom, and I wanted this picture so bad. And I looked through every box that there was in the house. And I finally found it. And it was like the greatest thrill that I found this picture, because that picture gave me that visual connection to him as a child.
Right.
As a young child, I should say. And it was just so great for me. And then naturally, as the years went on and we got all this technology, and then you blow it up and you can write things on it, you can do whatever you want, you can copy it a million times and take a picture of a picture, and it's awesome. But no, I know what you're saying. So no, it's great, the stuff that you're doing. It's great helping the people in this avenue, and keep up all the great work.
All right, thanks. I really, really appreciate it.
Bob, thanks for the interview. And we look forward to your book coming out. Please let us know, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you so much. All the best. And stay
proud. Take care. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you.